AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The man convicted in Georgia of killing Ahmaud Arbery is withdrawing a guilty plea in a federal hate crimes trial.
Last month, Travis McMichael was sentenced to life in prison for chasing down and fatally shooting Ahmaud Arbery. Now in federal court, he's choosing to go on trial a second time for a hate crimes charge. McMichael had originally pleaded guilty in federal court, but now he's changed his plea, as did his father. Their reversals come days after the judge rejected terms of a plea deal arranged by defense attorneys and prosecutors, but objected to by the parents of Ahmaud Arbery. Jury selection scheduled to start Monday in the federal trial. I'm Jackie Quinn.
It's a strong start to the year. The Labor Department reports employers added 467,000 jobs in January. Police near Los Angeles say a suspect was arrested in an altercation that badly injured a San Francisco 49ers fan in a parking lot outside SoFi Stadium during last weekend's NFC Championship game between the 49ers and the LA Rams. The Super Bowl will be held at that stadium a week from Sunday. In China, a member of China's Uyghur Muslim minority was one of two athletes to deliver the Olympic flame at the start of the Beijing Games. Critics say the Beijing government has abused and oppressed Uyghurs on a massive scale. American diplomats aren't in Beijing for the games. They are boycotting. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports Russian President Vladimir Putin is there.
Also here, heads of a good chunk of the rest of the former Soviet Union, and that leaves plenty of room for diplomatic intrigue and backroom dealing. Andrew Yu, who heads the Asian Studies Department at the Catholic University of America, says there is a strong authoritarian tilt among the leaders attending.
News Corp, publisher of the Wall Street Journal and owner of Fox News, says it's been hacked. This is AP News. That bad winter snowstorm will move out to sea, just not yet.
The powerful storm's been dumping a foot or more of snow on parts of New York, Pennsylvania, and Vermont, after doing the same in areas of the Midwest. Just yesterday, ice knocked out power to thousands of homes and businesses from Ohio to Texas. Thousands of airline flights are being canceled, including at airports in New York City, Boston, and Dallas. Some schools have been closing, and authorities have been warning drivers about possibly dangerous roads. The National Weather Service says this storm is on its way out to sea. That'll happen late today or tomorrow. I'm Rita Foley.
Rescue teams in Iceland are searching for a small plane that is thought to have crashed while carrying three foreign tourists on a sightseeing trip. The tourists are from the Netherlands, the U.S., and Belgium. The plane took off yesterday from Reykjavik. It didn't send a distress signal. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.